Trump, it's amazing establishment media refuses to ask questions, re-examine vaccines. By Nick Gilbertson on August 10, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump said Monday that medical and pharmaceutical groups could be the reason that the establishment media refuses to ask questions about vaccines. Shortly after the president signed an executive order revising childhood vaccine recommendations, Breitbart News asked the president why the establishment media so often refuses to even ask questions about vaccines. It's amazing. When you come up with a recommendation for a vaccine, it could be the medical groups, the pharmaceutical groups, I don't know, you know. But it is amazing. There's nothing that we lose with this, he said. If the worst thing that would happen would be nothing happens, we're not going to lose anything. At the same time, we could save hundreds of thousands of lives. Millions of lives, and I wish we could have done it a long time ago, he added. Trump said that he believes the revised childhood vaccine schedule will yield tremendous results. We got stopped by court. We had a court, I guess, in Massachusetts that stopped us very early on. I've believed in this for a long time, so now, we're getting it done. And I think you're going to see potentially tremendous results, he said. The president's order recommends immunizations for protection against 11 diseases, which is a drop from the 2024 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's, CDC, recommendation of 18. For long and far too long, America has recommended more childhood vaccines than any peer nation, and even twice as many doses as some European countries and even more than that. In many cases, we were requiring 72 jabs for our beautiful, healthy, lovely, delicate little children, including giving the hepatitis B shot to infants and newborns on top of many other vaccinations. The president said, adding that the hepatitis B shot in particular should be held off until a child is 14 or 15 years old. Effective immediately, my administration is recognizing gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations for only 11 core vaccinations against the most serious and dangerous diseases, along with the MMR, which hopefully will be split up, he added. The order recommends splitting the combined MMR vaccine into three separate shots for measles, mumps, and rubella, and that the vaccines be administered during separate visits. States that enact school vaccine requirements are advised to consider the gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations and consider updating their laws to reflect the recommendations, the White House noted in a release. All federal agencies are advised to advance the gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations based on their relevant authorities to ensure Americans have the best scientific information, the release added.